This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. Our guest today is Walter Savage, chairman of the Yancey County Commission.
Steve, it's good to be with you. Tuesday night, the 13th of October, we had a special commissioners meeting. Several subjects were discussed. We discussed the scattered housing program, which is a program supported by Region D. Each year they support the renovation or replacement of houses for individuals who are living in very poor conditions. Michelle Ball is our representative from Boone on that subject, and she gave us a presentation. We had Ned Fowler, the Northwest Housing Authority, gave us a review of the operation of Northwestern Housing Authority. We will be appointing a new member from Yancey County to serve on that board. The Western Highlands Network, we've had a representative from Yancey County. The appointment is due to expire, and we'll be appointing a new member. In fact, new member appointed at that meeting was Mr. Joe Martin, who has done a great deal for the mental health programs in Yancey County over the past years. We also had the vice president of RHA Behavioral Health Program replacing Alpha Omega in Yancey County, and they're very excited about being able to provide the services to Yancey County, which will be expanded a little over what we had in the past. They will be housed in the same area that Alpha Omega was housed, a building owned by Yancey County, and they were appreciative of the fact that Yancey County will let them remain in that area. They will be providing such things as a crisis walk-in emergency service, work first assessment for the Department of Social Services, psychiatric evaluations and management, outpatient therapy. They'll be providing a team for community support in Yancey County, and intensive in-home service, which is something that I think that's going to be new. And this is an operation that is allowing the children in our school systems to receive this service in their homes. We also discussed the possibility of lease extensions for several of the buildings that we have here in Yancey County with regard to the Department of Social Services. We had a presentation by the organization that is providing enforcement of child support. Our child support has improved over the past 6 months, and a one-year addition was given to that company for their contract in order to provide child support enforcement. There's one item that I just want to bring to your attention that was also discussed, and that was the request by the Burnsville Land Company to begin a mining operation in the Pensacola area. I have had numerous people contact me regarding this operation. In fact, I received a letter last night through the email system, and it pretty well explains what's going on. They have an area of 19.28 acres, and they intend to dig down about 25 feet deep to mine their mineral or their resources, whether it's river rock or what, I'm not sure. But they have applied to the North Carolina Department of Environmental and Natural Resources for a permit to do this. This is an area that we need to be concerned about. We're not trying to deprive anyone of their livelihood. However, we do want to make sure that this company will be complying with the ordinance that we have regarding water quality. We gave the authority to our county manager to call the people at Environmental, and they have assured us that there will be a public hearing held, at which time it will be well advertised and the people in the Pensacola area will be able to provide their comments to this as to whether or not this permit for this mining operation will be granted. We hope that this will work out in a satisfactory manner for all parties concerned. I do know that the town of Burnsville is concerned regarding this operation because of their water treatment plant. They tell me that some of the silt, if it bleeds over into their water treatment plant, it can cause clogging of their system.
Our thanks to Walter Savage, chairman of the Yancey County Commission, for joining us today on Community Close Up. I'm Steve Murphy.